Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Hey.
Hello and welcome to the October 2nd edition of The Talking Show. Here on K-Chung Radio, Chinatown's most august micro-broadcasting radio station.
Most October.
As usual, I'm Steve Cato and I'm here in the spacious K-Chung studio with Nicholas Miller.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here. So glad you could fly in for this again.
That's right. And, yeah, boy.
What? What was that?
I don't feel so good.
Oh, really? That's terrible, Steve.
Well, and you know, that may well be. I took a stab at reading, Bifo Berardi's book about,
oh no,
you know, does capitalism make you sick? And although I didn't per se disagree, I guess I was just like, oh, do I need to think about this now? And then like I was doing some more freelancing and,
oh God.
Oh, well, similar to now, actually, I was doing freelancing and, I don't know. It didn't feel good. But no, I think I had some bad spinach.
Oh, yeah. That's not capitalism.
Yeah, exactly. It was in the fridge too long.
Yeah, that's just spinach.
And, you know, it's worth saying that, you know, greens can incubate horrible bacteria.
Right. They're a vivacious group.
But no, it wasn't so bad. It wasn't like that time in Texas when you picked me up at the airport.
The famous pulpo day.
In El Paso. It wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. But it definitely kept me up at night. And I don't feel wonderful, I guess. So on top of not sleeping very much, and not feeling wonderful. And then, you know, I'm not trying to make you or our audience feel in any way guilty. But, you know, with the commute from Austin and everything, it takes a lot out of me doing the talking show.
Yeah, and full disclosure, we can only afford Spirit Air here on K-Chung.
That's right. That's right, Nicholas. It doesn't get easier as you get older to do a late night radio show.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, even when, you know, I just had to bike over here from Koreatown.
Oh.
Now, at my advanced age, coming all the way over from the airport and then sleeping a little bit and then taking the red eye home or waking up really early and getting to the airport or, you know, it's an awful lot.
It'll make you sick.
I might have to like come back to LA for a little bit, just to do some talking shows in person. Yeah. No, the commute is, arduous.
Yeah, but it's worth it. Our fans appreciate it.
But maybe another reason why I lost sleep, actually, is I've been troubled by our show last week.
Oh, yeah. It was intense, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's right. Danny McBride and Marc Maron.
I know. A toxic pairing. Truly toxic.
You know, not even so much really Danny McBride, to be honest.
You know, yeah, underneath it all, he's a sweet guy. I think he just wants to make people laugh.
Well, that's kind of my problem. But, you know, the real thing that was keeping me up was I was like, okay, so is this what you and I, you Nicholas, me, Steve Cato, sound like if we, when we're talking to like a room full of lesbians or something, like, is this what we sound like to people who are not also straight men.
Oh, those guys just read Adorno, dweebs.
And it threw me. I was like, oh my God, is this how we communicate?
Perhaps.
Is this how we look to others, to women? So, anyway, I've just been thinking about that a lot. I was like, oh God.
Ooh. I mean, the talking show doesn't really pass the Bechdel test. Let's be honest. I mean, two men talk to each other a lot. And then when there is a woman on the show, I guess she addresses the general listenership, which is probably composed of like two other men.
Yeah, well, cold comfort. I mean, it's not like our subjectivity even allows us to answer these questions, right? This is the kind of mind vortex that intersubjectivity dooms us to. But, you know, it's a shame that I'm so under the weather, because I am very excited about our current guest.
Oh, yeah.
And
let's get right into it. Why don't we?
And it's the kind of excitement that comes from the foundation of the talking show in talking art. Here we have another European talking artist, Norwegian, Hanna Lippard. First time in LA, I think. And very excited to hear some more orthodox talking art.
Lost and found, lost and founded, lost and bound, lost and homebound, lost and relost, lost and relocated, lost and re-educated, lost mind, lost brain, lost in Spain, south of Alicante. Lost cause, lost case, lost face, lost in space, lost suitcase, lost soul, lost upon New Year's Eve, wearing nothing but socks. Lost entrance, lost exit, lost keys, lost and locked out, lost and loster, lost and lostest, lost with a loser, lost with a lobster, in the park, lost an ear, lost in here, lost in here, lost behind there, lost without a map, lost with a map, lost direction, lost direction, lost friction, lost fiction, lost facts, lost lives, lost call, lost number, lost man standing, leaving for Las Vegas. Postmodernism. 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 Postmortemism. Most oftenism. Lost modernism. Post office system. Most stubbornism, no moralism, post 9/11 past 10 to 5 traumatism, postcard receiverism, past motherism, ghost modernism, post notificationism, post imitativism, signpost governism, toastmasterism, post spondism. With your back to me, you stand in front of me. Your back towards what my back can see. Your front towards what my front can see. Your back is back to back with my front. We share a different view. A different view from the other. You see what you see. I see what I see. Observing demands a great deal more than looking. And even more than just noticing
Appreciation of what is being seen depends on the experience of the viewer. We see a cloud, but we cannot touch it. We are equally far away from it, although you are in front of me. I take one step forward towards your back, and your back is now closer to my front. And continuing like this, the two sides will eventually meet back to front and touch. The question is then if you then will turn around and your back backwards will be front to front with me. The question is then if I then will turn around and you will be front to back with me again. Now I will be in front of you. Now we will once again be sharing a view. Your view, my view, same view, but different. Observing demands accuracy from both parts, but there is always an individual attitude towards what is seen. There is another cloud on this side of the sky, and it is larger than the one that we saw when your back was towards what my back could not see. Still, although we have changed positions, it is equally far away. Neither of us can touch it. Our hands are still too far away, our 20 fingers sloping down the sides of our bodies at the height of our hips. Rain starts to fall in the same lines as our hands. The cloud touches us at equal length. We are now back to back to back. Equally wet. Wet equally. Back to back now are we. Length equal at us touches cloud there. Hands are as lines same the infall to starts rain. Hips are of height at the bodies are of sides the down sloping fingers 20 hour. Away far to still our hands hour. It touch can us of neither. Away far equally is it. Positions changed have we although. Still. See not could my back ward towards was back your, when saw we which one the then larger is it, and sky the offside this on cloud another is there. Seen is what towards attitude individual, and always is there but parts both from accuracy demands observing. Different but view same, view my, view your. You sharing be again once will we now. You of front in be will I now. Again me with back to front be will you, and around turn will then I, if then is questioned the. Touch and front to back meet eventually, will sides to the this like continuing, and front my to closer now is back your, and back your towards forward step one take I. Me of front in are you, although it from away far equally are we. It touch cannot we, but cloud a see we. Viewer though of experience that on depends seen being is what of appreciation. Noticing just than more even and looking than more deal great, a demands observing. See I what see I? See you what see you? Other the from view different a. View different a share we. Front my with back to back is back your. Seek and front my what towards front your. Seek and back my what towards back your. Me of front in stand you me to back your with.
Every word, when said with the right tone, can become a piece of poetry. Every crumb can become a piece of cake. Take a newspaper. Speak it out loud. The tone will supersede the meaning of the word. The drama will take on another tone. War will be over. Pictures will fade. Down goes the sun. The children sing, cling, clung. Dogs don't care that you call them bastards. As long as you say the word bastard in a soft voice. Soft. Bastard. However, they aren't bastards. They're just born with a tail.
Their noses are soft. Don't judge them. Don't stroke against their hairs. Don't pull their tail. Instead, tell a tale to them and they will listen. They are patient beings, even if they don't give a shit or two about what you say. Only half of them will bite. A bite is an opening of the mouth without a resonance. It only marks what has happened in a half-circled moon. A woman with a gap in her tooth will be the first one out to be noticed for her chocolate bar crimes. Now, the mouth is a flexible orb. Circular words give us circular meanings, but a mouth is a line in a straight thin line in a straight thin face of no fun. Even on the phone, there is a difference between a male and a female voice. Those are not my words. But more importantly, they say what I want to say without having to open my mouth and pretend the invention of their order. I could have said it the other way around, but a line of words is a line of words in which the line is straight for a reason. They say that I sound like my mother on the phone. My mother has a sound which is called mother. From a young age, grown-up people would try to have grown-up conversations with me on our household phone. 954857. I listened. Silently. Silently listening until I was expected to reply. It then became clear that I was not the desired listener. My ears were small, and my language even smaller. I still played with circles. Words failed. Some hung up. No one sung a song. Singing your problems does help for some. Some melodies have pretty faces. Hidden messages hide in ancient songs. Ancient songs hide in hidden messages. Sometimes I can't tell them apart. We need an expert for that. Someone who is an expert in ancientism. I'm not. The tongue is a muscle filled with blood. Its feeling is of that of a feeling. Itself is warm. Blood against blood makes my mouth a little warm cave. Ancient home. I know that for an ancient fact, but that's about that. Fact is, on colder days I keep it shut for shit. I lose words in winter. In winter I lose words. I grow hair in hidden places. I stay calm. I stay cave. I build new shields out of small pieces of paper and such, which I find in the street. I saw a film the other day. They cut off her tongue from its cave and threw the tongue away. They then taped her up and you could see nothing of her face beyond a pair of frightened eyes. In the end, she dies. Sorry for telling you that. But it's a matter of fact. They empty the garbage for its tongue and other bloody matter. It's a truth only the viewers know. But you can't call the police. 954857. We are limp. We are numb. The phone is off the hook. And all this work for a piece of precious gold which was hidden in her anus. Backwards Paul is dead and Lorp is alive. Limp, limbs like a tongue that can't lick. Lock. Click. Tuck. Spoken mouth. Dry lips. Fat on a stick. Spread it out. I'm done. I'm alive. Goodbye. Pandora's Cat. Navy blue water repellent brief document bag. Shallow acrylic makeup box in two compartments. Tin box with lid. Tin box without lid. Losing contact gradually with people of a certain importance at a certain given time, losing overview over the sizes of boxes in storage in foreign countries. Imaginary content, cardboard oblivion, love handles, steel chamber, large, more recycled canvas tote bag with bamboo handles, hidden glove compartment, decaying atom. We called, but you were out. Thursday, 13th of May, 3:25 p.m. Shipment has arrived at pickup location. Friday, 14th of May, 12:51 p.m. Shipment unable to leave pickup location due to unforeseen incidents. Hello, guys. Does anyone have space in their luggage for a small box going to New York next weekend? I'll do anything for you in return. Cook. Fuck. Translate. Walk a dog. Pick up its shit. Anything which could fit into the size of 20x30x35 cm, including padding. Dimensional oblivion. Waste paper basket. Banana basket. Jam jar. Optimizing space. Minimizing clutter. Wood crate. Coffin. Coffee tin. Muffin top. Teen psychiatrist told me that whenever my problems were inclined to reoccur, I should imagine that the problem in itself was placed deep down in a box on top of a shelf in a room that I no longer lived in. If I wanted to puke, I should puke in that box and then quickly forget about it. Unreliable oblivion. An ode on a Grecian urn. Tupperware. Thermocup. Deluxe easy fold mailers. Cotton, linen, polyester, softbox. Sensory deprivation. Dehydration. Leaked information. The reason she's walking around in those silly small satin shoes is because she lost all her belongings kept in storage, which was damaged during the violent storms last autumn. Nothing left but a key to nowhere. Unreliable cardboard. Unpredictable forecast. Eternal vacuum. Sweat box. Monday, 17th of May, 9:40 a.m. Shipment has departed from pickup location. Monday, 17th of May, 9:43 a.m. Shipment damaged during departure from pickup location. Monday, 17th of May, 10:23 a.m. Shipment repaired from damages inflicted on shipment during departure from pickup location. Foldable tartan green backpack. Everyday recyclable casual cotton tote. Restricted environmental stimulation therapy. Water repellent hard shell travel suitcase. Support group. I stayed on all my friends' couches for the first 5 months in this city until I found a place of my own. Transporting my boxes on the subway, they fell apart halfway from all the moving, and all that was left within fell down in the gap between me and the platform. Whenever I hear the words, "mind the gap," I can only think of that which I once had, and not what I have now. Minimizing lost time. Finding a way. Bundling a know-how. We called. But you are out of your mind. Tuesday, 18th of May, 6:25 p.m. Shipment's content is being inspected due to suspicion. Thursday, 18th of May, 6:33 p.m. Shipment's content no longer under suspicion, but instead damaged on both sides. Tuesday, 18th of May, 7:05 p.m. Further information on shipment's content's original state is needed in order to dispatch the shipment. Lunchbox, nylon tissue case, padded neoprene cushion case, woven leather pencil case, mental case, banana box, nut case, sociopath, schizo. Service is our international language. Door-to-door day definite delivery, day-to-day indefinite sanity. Shady forecast, sunny spells, silent cells, heavy metal. As time passes, the phone calls become less frequent, the mails less interesting, words weightless in your mouth and mind. You wish you knew what was actually in all of those boxes before paying the overseas shipment. Hello, y'all. If anyone can take that box from Berlin to New York before next weekend, I will do anything for you. That's including anything in your wildest imagination. Stackable aluminium dust box. Silver enamel card holder. Damaged abroad or not received at all. Place an international inquiry. We called, but you were out with a dog.
The cat within the sealed box remains both dead and alive at the same time, depending on the series of earlier events. A man of average height is unable to stand upright and is left like this for as long as 24 hours, losing concepts of time and location. A4 document folder. Heatproof glass round canister. Plastic bag. Whatever you say can be used against you. Cutlery case. Polypropylene. Pandora. Paradox. Prozac. Soup can. Nerve wreck. Headaches. Wednesday, 19th of May, 9:15 a.m. Shipment restored to its original state, as shown on original image provided at pickup location. Wednesday, 19th of May, 17:38 p.m. Shipment is dry and fully restored. Wednesday, 19th of May, 17:45 p.m. Shipment dispatched from temporary location. Thursday, 20th of May, 11:20 a.m. Shipment is delivered. If the cat survives, it remembers only being alive.
Heiße Scheiße. Advance mailing. Mail advances. Close to add friends. Add to close friends. View hidden cat movies. High view categories. Creme de la creme. Skinny latte. Ugly underbellies. Celebrity yummy mummies. Cunts. Accountants. History. History. Prostitution. Reproduction. PhD. P. Diddy. OMG. MSG.
The secret to success is in the S's. The seven essential principles to success in business. Values, vision, mission, purpose, goals. There are seven essential principles that you must practice as an entrepreneur throughout your business life if you are to achieve maximum success. They have been taught and repeated in thousands of books and articles over the years. And here they are. Clarity. You must be absolutely clear on who you are and what you want. You need written goals and plans for every part of your life. As Zig Ziglar would say, you must become a meaningful specific rather than a wandering generality. Begin with your values. What do you believe in and stand for? What is most important to you in life? What would you pay for, fight for, suffer for, and die for? What do you really care about? Someone once wrote to someone else. Until you know exactly what you would do if you had only 1 hour left to live, you are not prepared to live. What is your vision for yourself and your future? What is your vision for your family and your finances? What is your vision for your career and your company? Someone else wrote to someone once. Even if you're starting your business on the kitchen table, you must have a vision of becoming a world leader in your field, or you will probably never be successful. What is your mission for your business? What is it that you want to accomplish for your customers? What is it that you want to improve in the lives and work of the people you intend to serve with your products and services? What is your purpose for your life and your business? Why do you get up in the morning? What is your reason for being? And here's a great question. What do you really want to do with your life? And after every great question comes some more great questions. What are your goals? What do you want to accomplish in your financial life? What are your family goals? What are your family values? What are your health goals? What difference do you want to make in the lives of others? And here's the best question, maybe better than a really great question. What would you dare to dream if you knew you could not fail? When you find the answer to this great question, write it down on the back of your hand so you will be reminded of it each and every time that you wipe your eyes. To be truly successful and happy, you must be very good at what you do. You must resolve to join the top 10% in your field. You must make excellent performance of the business task your primary goal, and then dedicate all your energies to doing quality work and offering quality products and services. What are your constraints? What holds you back? What sets the speed at which you achieve your goals? And what one thing could you do immediately to begin alleviating your main constraint? This is often the key to rapid progress. The essence of successful business is innovation. This is the ability to find faster, better, cheaper, easier ways to produce and deliver your products and services. The most fortunate part of this advice is that almost everyone is a genius. You have more abilities and intelligence than you could ever use. Your job is to unleash this creativity and focus it like a laser beam. Removing obstacles, solving problems, and achieving your goals. The essence of creativity is contained in your ability to solve the inevitable problems and difficulties of business life. Leadership is the ability to solve problems. Success is the ability to solve problems. And remember, a goal unachieved is merely a problem unsolved. The greater clarity you have regarding each of these issues, values, vision, mission, purpose, goals, the greater the probability is that you will accomplish something wonderful with your life.
Seashells, seashells at the seashore. The cells she sells are surely seashells. She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells.
The myths and realities of achieving financial independence. Seashells, she sells at the seashore. The cells she sells are surely seashells. Seashells, she sells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. Seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. Seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. She surely soon will quit selling shells because her salary for shelling seashells is far too low for herself. The salary she sees at the end of the day after selling these seashells is less than the value of a seashell in itself. When the tide is high, the salary for shelling these seashells is still very low, although she has to dive even deeper down in the sea to find those that are fully perfect seashells which she can shell on the seashore. Only seashells with an even shade of seashell white are something to be sold on the seashore, she is told by the man who owns the seashore.
She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells.
If by the end of the day she did not find such seashells, her salary for selling these seashells will fall far beneath the seashore.
The shells.
These perfect seashells she sells are surely seashells. How can she tell that the shells she sells are truly seashells? Truthful seashells are full of seawater, and true seashells tell you the truth when you listen well to these seashells she sells. Once she comes up from the sea and empties out the seashells on the seaboat, the seashells are both weighed and polished before she can start selling these seashells that she sells. Too much liquid in her body makes her seasick. She feels sick on a daily basis from selling the cells she sells, and so she shells herself that she must quit shelling cells. The man who owns the seashore tells her that without selling seashells, life in itself is going to be a true hell. Hell is a place below her salary, he says, and sells a shell to a woman who wants to buy a seashell from herself. Hell is a place without the perfection of a seashell, he says, and takes the money from the woman for the shell he sold.
Seashells at the seashore.
Might be, she yells back at the man with a seashell in his hand. But if so, then heaven is a place above sea level, she sells to herself, and walks away from the shells she once sold.
She sells, surely, seashells.
She does not look back on the sea hell and the shells she once sold, but instead she looks ahead and thinks, what to shell when one has stopped shelling the seashells she sells?
The shells she sells.
She walks further down the seashore until she meets a man who has seen her before, when shelling the seashells she once sold on the seashore.
The shells she sells are
surely. He can see that she no longer sells the shells she once sold and therefore offers her some money to sell off her shell to himself for a night on the seashore.
The shells she sells are surely.
The money is twice the amount of the shells she sells, but still she tells him that the shells she sells are surely she sells, and that her own seashell is surely her own and not like the shells she sells or once sold. This shell has no price, she yells, and tells the man to go to hell, a place below sea level where her own seashell is out of sight.
Shells she sells are surely seashells.
She walks further down the seashore until he is out of seasight, and at the end of the seashore she is sure to find another seashore job. The cells she once shelled are shortly replaced with soap to be sold. Shit happens and soap is there to make it less so. The soap she now sells is a slippery slope. At first she sells the soap and is happy to have another job at the seashore. But with soap there is water, and slowly she once again feels seasick from its liquid. The soap she sells is clean as hell, but the shit in itself is surely badly paid.
The shells she sells are surely.
Once the payslip slips down the slippery slope, she realizes that the payment for selling the soap she now sells is rather shitty. A piece of slippery soap costs less than a shiny seashell, and so her salary is now somewhere far beneath sea level. Further down, than it once was when she sold the shells she once sold. She tells the other soap sellers that she's not taking this sea shit and demands to speak to the soap slope manager. The man who owned the seashell shop then appears on top of the slippery slope. Since he owns the seashore, he surely also owns the soap she now sells. She could have figured out that by herself, from the shells she once sold, and the way he spoke to her on the other side of the seashore, where she sold the shells she once sold. He tells her that he told her once before that hell was a place below her salary, and this is where she is right now. The shells you once sold were a better hell than the hell you now sell, he says through a seashell, in order to keep these words between them. Soap might make things shine, but shells shine all by themselves when found on the seashore. For every day that the water washes through her, she feels as if she is losing the she-shine in herself.
Seashells, seashells at the seashore.
If she would walk even further down the seashore, she would just fall deeper beneath sea level, and in the end, it would be a true living sea hell.
She sells seashells at the seashore.
She no longer knows what to do down at the seashore. She has sold both seashells and slippery soap, and both were full of shit at the end of the day. The manager calls her in the next day. She washes herself clean with the soap and walks down to the seashore to the shells she once sold. He tells her that there is a salary above sea level which she can earn for herself if she wants to stay on the seashore. She is happy to hear this and asks him what she now has to shell to make a living on the seashore. He says that he has heard from a man down on the seashore that she once sold him her seashell and that the price of this seashell was twice as much as a shiny seashell in itself. Are you willing to do business? He says through a seashell in order to keep the words between them. At first she wants to tell him to go to hell, but then realizes that she is already in such a place and there is no way she could go further down the seashore. Her expenses can be paid if she sells her seashell by herself. But the manager wants 50% of her seashore salary if she sells her seashell on his seashore. At the end of the day, she will earn the same amount for her own shell as the value of the shiny seashell she once sold on the seashore. The shells she once sold were surely seashells, but the shells she now sells are surely something else.
The cells she sells are surely seashells.
Heaven is a place above sea level she sells to herself and walks up and down the seashore as a sea whore at the seashore.
She sells are surely seashells.
Hell is a place beneath sea level she now knows for sure on the seashore where she sells her seashell.
The shells she sells.
Then one day, when the tide is high and the heavens are low, she bites into a piece of a seashell which she finds on the seashore. The shells she once sold were surely seashells, but seashells, like the ones she once sold on the seashore, seem to exist in the sea mud as well. She thought that the shells she sold were surely
seashells.
One can surely be mistaken about facts of life, she then thinks to herself, on the seashore. She listens to the hole that is made from the sea hole in the seashell. Truthful seashells speak a truth of themselves. Truthful seashells are full of sea water, and truly seashells tell you the truthful truth when you listen to them well. But seashells filled with the mud from hell are nothing but silent seashells. Standing here with her mouth deep down in mud, between silent seashells beneath the seashore where she once sold seashells and now sells her own seashell, she takes a moment to think of the shells she once sold.
She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells.
The mud she digs dissolves beneath herself, and the silence she shells from the seashell filled with mud is surely a seashell in itself.
Surely seashells.
Standing still on the seashore, time passes slowly, and she fossilizes into a seashell in herself.
Seashells, seashells.
When the tide is high, she's then picked up from the sea and sold as a seashell on the seashore by a girl who sells seashells
at the seashore.
The girl shells seashells at the seashore. She sells are surely seashells.
Are surely seashells.
She sells seashells at the seashore.
She sells seashells.
The cells she sells are surely seashells.
She sells
She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells. She sells seashells at the seashore. The shells she sells are surely seashells.
She sells are surely seashells.
Time for a change.
Wow.
La-di-da, Steve.
Yeah, nice to just have it be talking. Pretty much.
Yeah, and for the talking in itself to be for itself. Sorry, it's a little late.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so too.
Does that even make sense? You know, in the kind of Hegelian framework?
Do you think, you know, and this is a bold claim, but do you think that talking is coming back?
Definitely. I think it's the market is bloated. There's plenty of naive figure paintings in the air. I think the people who are coming out of the fancy art institutions are going to dematerialize once again.
Exactly. Like, do you think that we've done this radio show long enough that the tendency within contemporary art that initially sparked this endeavor has now returned to prominence?
Holy smokes. You know, that feels like aging. You know, looking at your face in the mirror every once in a while, that's not aging. Having talking come back, that's age.
Okay, so if we take that as a yes, then how do you think we should strategize to come out on top of this new wave of talking? Us, our guests, how do we dominate? Nicholas, you're an American. You understand violent competition.
You know, I think we do what we did, what we normally do, and we just straightforward, like any snowflake, invert the common. So we're going to change the name of the show to The Painting Show.
Well, it's a chilling thought.
All about painting all the time. No talking, just the sound of brush strokes.
Good night, everyone.
The Painting Show. Wednesdays on K-Chung at midnight. The Painting Show.